North of Old Town Lansing stands a two-story brick school building that draws families by bus or by the carload for help and for hope. Nearly 30 years ago, Crystal Ray Community Center took over the former High Street Elementary School building. At the time, it helped the residents living nearby, who were mostly Catholic and mostly Hispanic. Now, the neighborhood is more diverse, as well as the center's clients.
There is no prerequisites to care. If you need help, you're going to get it, plain and simple.
That's Joseph Garcia. He became a volunteer here at Crystal Ray in 1991.
You know, I helped out writing resumes, and I did like mock interviewing, things like that. I really enjoyed the heck out of it.
4 years ago, Garcia left a successful Fortune 500 career in telecommunications to lead Crystal Ray as the executive director. On this day, he took me on a tour of the building. Families can attend counseling services or financial classes on the top floor.
Teaching folks how to budget, save, find the match up with good lending partners.
I'm gonna take you into our pantry.
On the first floor, a former classroom houses industrial-sized freezers and shelves of canned and boxed foods.
We get calls all the time, folks, that, you know, hey, I'm not necessarily, you know, concerned for myself, but I don't got anything to feed my kids with today.
Garcia says Crystal Ray provided more than 200,000 pounds of food from this pantry last year. Another former classroom has racks of donated clothes ripe for the picking. And there's even more help down the hallway.
We're going to see somebody, regardless if they have insurance or not, regardless of their ability to pay. It's great quality care.
Doctors and nurses see at least 50 patients a week at Crystal Ray's health clinic. Pediatrician Amy Leisure-Martins says it's rewarding to work with a population that rarely gets the best medical attention.
Healthcare during your younger years can influence the rest of your life. So I feel pretty fortunate to be able to educate families about preventative medicine and diagnosing things early.
Nurse practitioner Rochelle Ryan says having so many services under one roof helps struggling families.
Being at the community center, we can help them get food, clothing, counseling, prescription assistance, kind of other things that aren't directly medical, but that can really help their health.
But Executive Director Garcia says this care all comes at a cost.
Medicaid and Medicare, the reimbursement levels are about half of what commercial insurance are. So it is very difficult for us to stay afloat. That's why it requires us to do a good amount of fundraising to keep the doors open.
Come on out, okay. But I'll use this to prop the doors open.
The last stop on the tour was outside, where Garcia showed me the center's mural, designed by local high school students.
So you can see there's food, there's a medical bag, there's clothing, there's the stethoscope. We've always used the tree as a symbol for us, and the trunk always as people, because, you know, the people are the core to the organization.
The meaning runs deep for Garcia, who said someone helped his father, an immigrant from Mexico, who came to Michigan decades ago.
For our own particular family, was incredible turning point. Changed everything for us.
So you're saying that one opportunity just to help can affect generations, really?
It will. I'm living proof. I'm absolutely living proof. You know, you'll hear folks will say, you know, first generation go to college. You know, in my family, we're the first generation to go to middle school. So in our own family tree, and, you know, I have an MBA.